Hij is pas 20 jaar oud, maar hij heeft al sinds zijn 15e een platencontract bij Spinning Records. Hij staat regelmatig in de All-Start en dit jaar domineerde hij de lijst met Spiritual. Ik zit bij Kirby. Kirby, how are you?
I'm great, thank you, mate. How about you?
Yeah, I'm fine, a little tired after last night. ADS already started for us on Tuesday. And whenever I look at your Instagram, I often see that you're in the Netherlands. Has it kind of become your second home?
It has, and I'm hoping to make it my first if Brexit doesn't screw the whole situation up.
Already, do you already have like a place here, or is it just that you come here to perform and to be in the studio with Dutch artists?
I'm actually staying with my tour manager right now, who's sat behind me. I've been with him for like 3 months or so. Yeah. And then, I've obviously gone on tour and then come back. And then I do go back to England, of course. But yeah, I'm hoping to move here soon.
Oh, that's really cool. And also, what I saw at your socials, a little while ago, I used to see a lot of Forever Alone posts. But now I see it's all about a Taiwanese girl, Ray Ray. And she even makes, I quote you, she makes harder beats than you.
She does.
She does. My music is nothing compared to hers. She makes.
How is it possible?
Don't ask me, mate. She's crazy. She's really good. Insane.
Are you even the first DJ couple overall? Because there are not a lot of female DJs around.
Well, no, there have been a few. I think Layback Luke's ex-girlfriend was also a DJ. But yeah, I mean, I guess this is EDM couple.
Yeah, and I also saw like her name also on a few lineups already, this ADE. Are you also going to do some back-to-backs together?
We are doing a back-to-back together on the 20th, I believe, at Club Nova for DJ Mag Asia, the after party. It's going to be sick, man.
All right. Okay, let's talk music. You got a big hit this year with Spiritual, which was a complete other style compared to your other music. It was way more poppy, a bit softer. Are you going to continue this style in the future or focus more on those pop, possible radio songs? Or are you going to stay with the club bangers?
Well, I want to mix it up, of course. And that song was... It was like the first time I made a song kind of thing, because, you know, all my music, they're like tracks and they're for clubs and for festivals. But I have been working on one which is kind of the same vibe as Spiritual. So yeah, I'm definitely going to continue, you know, that kind of work for sure in the future, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, because I really like that one. You also just released a new song called Too Much on the label of Oliver Heldens. Could you tell me a little bit more about that one, how that came together?
So I started off with that vocal. You'd think I gave up. I'm not going to say it on here because it's a little bit too explicit, but yeah, I just came up with this idea and I wanted to make something housey and playable and easy and listenable and nothing too complex and weird like a lot of my music is. So it came together pretty quickly, to be honest, and then I played it live and it seemed to work and people were happy and yeah, you just took it from there, to be honest, and now we're here and we have Too Much and I hope everyone enjoys it.
All right, and the last time I interviewed you, I think it was 2 years ago, that was together with Mesto. Back then you were working on the follow-up for Bra, and I also remember that you wanted to ask Sarah Larsson for vocals.
Yes.
How did that work out? Is there ever going to be a follow-up of Bra at all?
I mean, I guess there will be. We haven't been working on anything recently about the Zara Larsson situation. We tweeted her, but of course we got no response, which makes sense. But yeah, people can expect a follow-up from Brian in the future, but we haven't been working on anything yet, but I'm sure we'll get back in the studio soon and make something.
Do you think you can already make something during ADE, maybe when you're around with all those people that are in Amsterdam right now?
Yeah, I'm sure I can. I have a couple of days free, so I'm definitely going to sit in the studio with a couple of people and work on some new music.
All right, and finally, the DJ Mag Top 100 will be announced this weekend. Last year, you were in the Bubbling Under, 126. Do you think you can make the jump to the big list this year? And is it in any way important to you? Because there's also some criticisms about the list.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know what to expect, to be honest. I mean, if I get in, it's cool. You know, I'm in this list of very credible artists and, yeah, crazy people. If I don't, then that's also okay, because there's a lot of credible artists who aren't in the list. It's important, but it's not at the same time, so I'm just gonna take it as it comes. If I come in, I don't. If I get in, I do. If I don't, then I don't. It's not a huge problem.
All right, and is there any new music we can expect from you soon?
Yeah, I have a collab with my girlfriend, which is
coming. Oh, shit.
on Dim Mac. I don't know the specific release date, but that'll be coming out. I have a remix for Moxie, which is also coming out. And a lot of other stuff as well.
All right, can't wait for it. Kirby, thanks a lot. Enjoy your ADE.